When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we are live with another Instant Reaction podcast. Of course, this podcast and all of our podcasts are brought to you by Prize Picks, which is the official daily fantasy sports app of CLNS Media. Download the app today, put in the code promo code CLNS, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. All right, Matt, Patriots last picked at 110. At 180, they did something they haven't done all weekend. And that is drafted defensive player Marcellus Dial from South Carolina. What do you think, Matt?
This guy is a little bit down the board, but I'm not upset about it. He was listed actually on ESPN when they pulled it as a safety. So I don't know what position they envision him playing. He's fast. He's a little bit on the light side, and he started at, I think, Georgia Military Institute. He had issues with his grades in high school, and it sounds like he had some, you know, maturity issues to work through. But by the time he got to South Carolina, he did well. So he was in college for 5 years, spent the last 3 years at South Carolina. He started, like, almost every game there. Was a really solid player for them, defended a lot of passes. Didn't have a pick this past season, but he gets his hands on balls. And was a developmental corner, I like this. Mm-hmm. As a possible safety convert, I like this.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Led South Carolina the last 2 years in pass defenses. Led them last year, or I guess 2022, in interceptions, only with three, but still led the team in interceptions. Had 15 pass deflections in 2022, 10 last year. You know, and look, he's not the biggest guy. 4.46 speed's pretty solid, right? 40.5-inch vertical, but you look at the short shuttle and the three cone, and you're like, ooh, I don't love those, right? And as you mentioned, he's kind of a smaller guy, but he also did 16 reps on the bench. So he's not, you know, he's
willing to be physical, and he's strong. He's just undersized.
Exactly. So he's got a little bit of strength to him. He did play some nickel and some safety in 2022 and was – only played outside corner last year. So, you know, I wonder, and again, ESPN puts him in. That doesn't mean ESPN doesn't mean anything. Just because ESPN put him in is something, who knows? But, like, I wonder if the Patriots are looking at him as a guy that could play a deep safety role. Because I think the biggest knock on him, right, and we talked about this, right, 40.5-inch vert, 10.9 broad jump, but then his short shuttle and his three cone shuttle doesn't look great. That, to me, is indicative of a guy with a little bit of stiff hips. You can't play corner in the NFL with stiff hips, right?
Stiff-hipped, that's the first two words in the weaknesses category on the beast.
not great. And so that's the thing, is that if that's the case, you're probably looking at a guy that, you know, you could survive at free safety that way. You can't survive at outside corner that way. And so there's a possibility they look at him as a guy that can play outside, that can play deep safety for them.
Yeah. They mentioned that he's also good for a potential zone scheme just because he's a lengthier guy. He's got nice long arms, and he's got the speed, and he seems to have good instincts. He just seems it seems like he's inconsistent. He's a late bloomer all around, and he has a ton of college experience with 38 games played at South Carolina, 29 starts. And he's based started 22 games the last two seasons, led the team in passes defended the last 2 years. Like, he's been doing a ton for the Gamecocks, but it seems like he just came along late in the process. So I like this, and then that you're betting on a guy who's a late bloomer being able to continue that development and become part of your secondary. And if you think he can be an asset somewhere along the perimeter for you of the defense, whether that's a free safety or an outside corner, I think they need depth at either one of those spots, which is good. And, you know, we talked about it on here a bunch of times. You want to get on the roster, play special teams. This dude's fast, physical, willing to hit people. It's a way that's to get yourself on the roster and allow yourself to continue to be developed and get those opportunities.
That's correct. Yep, that's correct. And so, to me, I look at it and think, okay, you know, let's see. He's a guy that, you know, he's rated on the beast as a seventh rounder or priority free agent guy. I think that's kind of where at this part of the draft, the Patriots are looking at it. They didn't move up for anyone. So, you know, you have that 110 to 180 gap. That's a huge gap. To not move up for anyone in that area, I think was indicative, for me at least, was indicative of we don't really love any of these guys. We're certainly not going to give up any future assets to go get one of these guys. And so, you know, like one of the names that comes to me is like a Jalen Simpson, who I really like Jalen Simpson, who could play free safety for you, right? If you want to stick on the offensive side of the ball, I talked about Tyrone Tracy. He went in the 160s. So like, could you have gone up and gotten one of those guys? Theoretically, you might have been able to, but they didn't want to. And so they're sitting here, and I wonder if it's a, hey, let's take some shots at the dartboard. Let's try to look at some guys that we like, maybe don't love, but we like, and they can come in and compete for a spot. And I think that that's, you know, it's probably what they did here. And, you know, Dial's got some work to do. Certainly has some work to do, but I think, you know, he projects as a guy that can do the types of things that they're looking for. And again, in the sixth round, what the heck, take a shot at it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's been talk for a while now, too, that because this is, I think, the last or the second to last of the COVID classes, you have a lot of much older prospects than you mm-hmm. typically would. And a lot of teams just didn't think the depth was there. You know, they talk about how, especially once you get to, like, I don't know, pick 150 or even 120, the depth really starts to fall off. The board flattens out and, you know, that you can get all over the place with who gets picked where. And I think in some ways that started almost in the 60s, the yeah. maybe end of the 50s this right. year with the way the offensive lineman got drafted. And it's just like this guy's a, like you said, graded as a seventh rounder, a priority free agent by a lot of people. And that's not a reach at 180 because of how this is scheme fit. And I think this isn't who I necessarily would have taken for this role, but that doesn't mean it's the wrong pick. Like I still like MJ Devonshire. I think he's still on the board from Pitt. I liked him a lot in that role. I think there are other corners, but they might like the possibility of like a convert here from corner to free safety.
Yeah. Yeah. And again,
none of the safeties left are free safeties, by the way. They're all strong safety types.
That's the biggest part of it, right, is that he doesn't have a ton of experience playing safety, but he has a little bit of experience playing safety. And so you wonder, okay, well, you know, can we try him out at safety and just see what happens, right? And, you know, and see if he can play that deep safety role. You know, and it's on the board right now. Like, I love Tanner McLaughlin. I don't think they're going to take a look at him. Because to me, he's got the medical history. The Patriots are
he's super old.
Yeah, he's almost 25.
Yeah, by the standards of this draft class, he's old,
which is a lot. So, you know, but I think when you start to look at what's on the board, you start to wonder, like, okay, what's there? Could they take a guy like Dylan Lauby? Could they take, you know, so you can kind of go back and forth.
Jaheim Bell is still on the board,
and Jaheim Bell's still on the board, so like that's another guy they could target. So
do you know who there else are guys is still on the board?
Johnny Wilson went 185 to Philadelphia.
Hey, and he's following in the shoes of Harold Carmichael there.
I know, right? Well, I think one of the things about Johnny Wilson is that, you know, teams just looked at him and just like, what do we do with him? Is he a tight end? Is he a wide receiver? Like, where does he go? And I think so 185, like, whatever. I almost thought for the Patriots, like, just take a shot. Now, they have a decent amount of wide receivers, so you wonder, like, is it worth taking a shot on a guy like that, you know? But whatever, like, take a shot and just see what happens. And so I think, you know, that's an intriguing pick for Philly. But at this point in the draft, you're trying to fill spots, and safety is a spot that the Patriots needed filled. And even if they wanted to play corner spot, that is a sneaky area of need as well. So regardless of whether he's going to play safety or corner, you fill a spot that you needed to fill.
New England, just they announced it on social media, just as defensive back. I think they're still injured. Also, you know, if the Patriots are at the point where they don't love what's available in this draft, which, you know, I think there's still guys that I like on the board, but you know, Josh McCarty, Will Reichard, two top kickers on the board, still around. Right. Their pick, their next pick's 193. Really, really would not be surprised if they take a kicker there with the current kicker room, and if they just don't like the rest of this board. And also, if they don't do it there, 231. I think both of those are potential kicker spots.
I would agree. I would agree. So we'll see what happens. Anyways, we'll be back in about four picks. We'll be back very quickly when the Patriots pick again at 193. But here, Marcellus Dial is the pick at pick 180, defensive back from South Carolina. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back in a few minutes.